Good morning and welcome to The White Way, a public service radio program of the Mo'ili'ili Honganji. Mo'ili'ili Honganji is a Jodo Shinshu Buddhist temple located at 902 University Avenue. Reverend Toshiyuki Umitani and our members invite you to join us at temple services and activities. If you go to our internet website at www.mo'ili'ilihonganji.org, you'll find a map of our location and some information about our temple and activities. This morning's broadcast is sponsored by Mrs. Wendy Nakanishi in memory of Mr. and Mrs. Tsuneo and Shigeo Morimoto. Our speaker this morning is Reverend Yuka Hasebe of Humpa Hawaii Honganji Betsuin. Good morning, Reverend Hasebe.
Good morning. Thank you very much for tuning in to Mo'ili'ili Honganji White Way Radio Program. My name is Yuika Hasebe. I am an associate minister of Honpa Honganji Hawaii Betsuin in Honolulu. Thank you very much for joining with me today. Professor at Ryukoku University, Professor Kotohisa Takahashi, share the story. Professor Takahashi had a doctor friend who worked at the city hospital. One day, Professor Takahashi asked him a question. It was a bit mean question. He said, "Well, if there are two patients in front of you, and both of them claiming that they have tremendous pain and suffering, one patient is very well known, rich and high status, and the other is extremely poor and can't afford for medicine. Which person will you see first?" While I read this question, I questioned myself too. What do you think? The friend doctor think about it for a while and answered Professor Takahashi, "Well, you think I will see the rich man first, don't you? I will not. However, if I see the poor man first because he is poor, that is also not right, too. Well, I think like this. At the hospital, there is no distinction of patient status, money, or else." He continued, "I will see whoever has more serious conditions and need immediate care. That is what I would do." That was Professor Takahashi's friend's answer. And Professor Takahashi was impressed and touched by the friend's honest answer. While I read this article, I remembered one story in Kyogyo Shinsho. In the book of Kyogyo Shinsho, The True Teaching, Practice, and Realization, which is main work of our founder, Shinran Shonin. In the book, Shinran Shonin, quoted from Nirvana Sutra, explains about Amida Buddha as a great doctor and how Amida Buddha cared for sentient beings. Can you imagine how Amida Buddha treats the patient? If they're a rich and well-known man, and do you think Amida Buddha treats him or her first? Or Amida Buddha treat patients like Professor Takahashi's friend doctor? It explained as such. Suppose there are parents with 7 children. When there is sickness among the 7 children, although the father and the mother are concerned equally with all of them, nevertheless, their hearts lean wholly toward the sick child. It is like this with the Tathagata. It is not that there is no equality among all sentient beings, but his heart leans wholly toward the person who has committed evil. Without discrimination, Amida Buddha cares and embraces all people with a great compassion. However, Amida Buddha goes straight to the patient or a child who need the most care and help. It is not story of someone else. It is not someone is sick. In Jodo Shinshu, it is always I, myself, and Amida Buddha. It means this story is about you and Amida Buddha. You and I, we are not the one of 6 children who is healthy and well, but we are the one who is sick and need the most attention of Amida Buddha. How come? I feel I am okay, maybe mentally or physically. How come am I the one who need that care? Other people might need it more than me. That may be true, but we don't know. Jodo Shinshu is not finding out about other people, but just simply look deep into ourselves, and it is always me and Amida Buddha. Shinran Shonin, in his writing of hymns, the ocean of birth and death, of painful existence, has no bound. Only by the sip of Amida's universal vow can we, who have long been drowning, unfailingly be brought across it. When we look deep into our heart and mind, we can't avoid seeing the things we don't want to see. You may have saw it too during this pandemic time. Because of the extraordinary period, we sometimes had to face our anger, fear, anxiety, and weakness. Because things didn't go as we wish, we may grumble about the things around us. We may feel fear or feel uneasy just staying home by oneself. We may not be able to tell anyone about our true feelings, but we all felt and went through various different emotions and difficulties since this pandemic. And probably even after this COVID, because that is our life. We may not be able to tell anyone what we really think, but Amida Buddha already knows about it and embracing us. Amida Buddha can't leave us alone. It is always me and Amida Buddha. It is always you and Amida Buddha. It is always us who is always the center of Amida Buddha's care and compassion. The situation is still very much fluid, but let us steadfastly, one day at a time, move forward together with great compassion. Namo Amida Butsu.
Thank you, Reverend Hasebe, for your Dharma message. To re-listen to the message, please check our website at www.muiliihonganji.org. Tomorrow, Sunday, April 4th, there will be no Zoom service at Muiliihonganji. Instead, join us for the Hawaii Buddhist Council Buddha Day service with speaker Dr. Jeff Wilson. Go to the hawaiibetsuin.org website to get a link to the service. You need to register by the end of Saturday. As we come to the close of our program this morning, we'd like to thank our sponsor, Mrs. Wendy Nakanishi, and our speaker, Reverend Yuka Hasebe. We thank you for listening and invite you to join us next week when our speaker will be Reverend Sol Kalu. Namo Amida Butsu.